A proposal to bring Major League Soccer to Charlotte is moving quickly toward a January 31st deadline. Both the Mecklenburg County Commission and Charlotte City Council could vote on a stadium plan this week. Some officials think that's too fast. WFAE's David Borax has more.
So far, discussions have mostly happened behind closed doors. On Monday night, the City Council got its first formal look at the plan, which includes a new $175 million stadium on the site of the Depression-era Memorial Stadium. Deputy City Manager Ron Kimball told the council the time frame is tight and the competition tough.
We don't know geographically how they're going to allocate any prospective franchise allocations, but we're convinced that they want to locate one in the southeast, which makes our competition pretty stiff with those that are on this list.
The list includes Raleigh-Durham, Nashville, and Tampa. Bids are due January 31st. Before then, a stadium deal has to be worked out between the city, county, and an ownership group led by Marcus Smith, CEO of racetrack operator Speedway Motorsports. Kimball admits that's a tough time frame, but he says a Major League Soccer team would bring economic benefits, from $1 billion in visitor spending over 25 years to nearly 600 new jobs. He based those figures on numbers provided by Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority. The city's share of the stadium cost would come from hotel and rental car taxes.
There is sufficient funding to do all the things that we have currently planned out of this bucket of funding, which is restricted.
The city and county would pay for roughly half the stadium, about $44 million each. The ownership group would pay another $88 million. The stadium would be owned by the county but controlled by the team. Council member Patsy Kinsey doesn't support the plan and thinks it's all moving too fast.
We haven't talked about it as a council. Citizens don't know what's going on. We've had something in the newspaper, and I guess on TV too. And we've had no chance to have any kind of public hearing, and it's just been rushed through.
Others on the council shared Kinsey's concern, including Mayor Jennifer Roberts.
This is the first time we've publicly heard the proposal, and it's a very unfortunate timeline because it is very rushed, and I think that was something that MLS put upon us. All the other cities have the same restrictions and challenges that we have.
The county commission has to approve the plan first since it owns the stadium site. At least two Republican commissioners oppose the deal, saying it benefits a wealthy family with little or no public economic benefit. The county commission has scheduled a public hearing this afternoon at 3 at the government center, and it could vote afterward. If it's a yes, the plan would go to the city council, which could vote as early as Friday. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.